Time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. It's a nice, fresh morning, and it's firearms deer hunting season has rolled
around.
Amen.
That starts as we speak right now, I think.
Yeah.
And exciting time. We talked about pairing wine with game a couple weeks ago, and if you get some venison, there's nothing better than Rhone Valley wine. In fact, the best one to have is a Chateauneuf du Pape, if you can find it, one that has about 5 to 7 years on it, which there are a lot around in the channels. You could certainly find, with that backstrap of venison, a 7-8-year-old Chateauneuf du Pape would be magnificent with it. You can probably find them for about $50 a bottle. If you want something a little less expensive, try a really good Cote de Rhone and get a Cote de Rhone from one of the Chateauneuf du Pape producers. That's right there. But what I was going to talk about today was kind of must-taste wines, if you will, for this change of season that we're having right now. You know, there really is more comfort beyond putting on a sweater in that and having your favorite pumpkin spice latte. Change the wine. And wines for the fall are really great. One of the dishes that we have in the fall, I don't know why, but we do, is fish stew. And I just love it, whether it's cioppino from Italy or bouillabaisse from France, that wonderful broth swimming with all that seafood in it. Fish is absolutely delicious. And, of course, nothing goes better with it, in my opinion, than white Bordeaux. You know, I used to say the Château Carbonneau, which is a Grave or a Pessac, just cried for lobster, and so did Château Gravy-Lacoste. Cried for lobster. And indeed, it goes beautifully, but you're having fish stew. You don't need to have Chateau Carbonneau, which runs about $50 a bottle these days. You can get, or Gravy-Lacoste, which is around $22, I think. You could go for something like Delobras. Delobras is a little entree du mer. Entree du mer means between the two seas. Well, it's not between two seas. It's kind of a isthmus of land, if you will, that goes between two rivers in Bordeaux. Yeah, but nonetheless, having that between the two seas on there, the wine is really quite delicious with any kind of seafood, and it's very, very modestly priced. You can find a nice one of those wines like that Chateau Delobras for about $12-14, and they are absolutely marvelous and go perfectly with that. And while I'm on that subject, Semillon itself is an unusual grape type that seems to be better for fall dishes than Sauvignon Blanc. And you know, Bordeaux's that we just talked about, that Chateau Carbonneau and Delobras, are blends of Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc. And you know, the Bordelais are experts at blending. All Bordeaux wines are blended. You very, very seldom in Bordeaux get 100% of one varietal when you buy a bottle of Bordeaux. And the blend of Semillon with Sauvignon Blanc really makes it just a lovely choice for lots of different dishes. And I can't get over why it's overlooked all the time, because Chardonnay can be so expensive, and good white Burgundies are expensive, and white Bordeaux's are still modestly priced. So there's reason to check that out. There's also reason to check out the plain varietal, Semillon itself. You can get it from South Africa and Australia. California, Sonoma Valley produces some wonderful Semillons that are just absolutely delicious. Another great fall wine, and we talked about this not too long ago, would be from Oregon, called GSM. And what it stands for is Grenache, Syrah, and Maduvre. And those are the three main blending grapes of the Rhone Valley in France. And those wines are just meant for fall food, in my opinion. I particularly love the old world blend of those, which is Cote de Rome and Chateauneuf de Pops, etc. And we talked about that a minute ago with having, if you're having venison, how nice it would be to have a Chateauneuf de Pop or a very good Cote de Rome would fill the bill too. So would one of these GSM wines from Oregon. They make it in the old world style. And it's really to have those good earthy flavors that make the wine so perfect for this time of year. If you want 100% Syrah, that's nice, big, bold wine. Look no further than the Northern Rhone Valley, and you find wines like Hermitage and Croix Hermitage. They're principally Syrah grape. However, I think the Grenache can temper that a bit, and that's why I recommend Cote de Rhone's. They're labeled Cote de Rhone, and you can get a Cote de Rhone from anywhere in the Rhone Valley. The Rhone Valley is divided in the north and south. Southern Rhone Grenache is the principal grape type. Northern Rhone Syrah is. And while that's a generalization, as the most grape types are grown both north and south, like most generalizations, there's a basis in fact for it. And you can really find those wonderful little Cote de Rhone. And as I say, look for some that you recognize the name of. There's a lot of them. There's cooperatives. And those Cote de Rhones are such good values. You can buy a really good little Cote de Rhone for $10 to $12 a bottle that'll please not only your pocketbook, but your palate as well. We talk oftentimes about Beaujolais. Beaujolais is that anytime wine, and it certainly, in my opinion, has its place in fall menus. But on the fall menus, rather than a light, easy Beaujolais, and incidentally, speaking of Beaujolais, in 2 weeks we'll have Nouveau Beaujolais in. And that's a fun wine. It's easy to drink, quaffing, etc. But not really good for fall dishes. It's too light. You want something, one of the communes of Beaujolais, like a Moulin Avant or Morgon. We have one called Lee Millier, a Morgon that's about $15, $17 a bottle, something along those lines. It's got flavors of berries and good acidity. It'd go great with roast chicken or even turkey. And it also holds up nicely to something like a burger on the grill. Viognier is another grape type that's always overlooked by everybody. Viognier is the principal white grape type of the Rhone Valley. They do have Grenache Blanc, which is also very popular. But Viognier has really got it, and our good friend Paul Moss makes one called La Forge that he grows in the Midi. And I'm telling you that La Forge Viognier, which is about $12 a bottle, is about as good a Viognier as you're ever going to get. And I include in that some of the fabulous Viogniers that come from the Northern Rhone that make things like Hermitage Blanc so successful. This little one is just delicious. Also, Grenache Blanc is pretty good, and that's usually the main grape type in a white Cote de Rhone. Those are just worth seeking out at this time of year, particularly if you had it kind of with Chardonnay. You want to try something different. Try a Viognier or a white Grenache. You'll be real pleased with it. Another, let's go outside of France for a minute. Try Barbera, the Cinderella of red wines. Barbera comes from the foothills of the Alps in Italy in an area called Piedmont. And it's absolutely terrific with sausages or meatloaf. It's no Italian household in the Piedmontese doesn't have Barbera as a regular everyday drinking wine. It's got, it can be delicious and light, and it can also have some spine. And they often say Barbera has spine covered in velvet, and it does. It's soft and it's approachable. And while we're talking about approachable wines, Dolcetto means the sweet of Alba. Dolcetto d'Alba, it's often called the Beaujolais of Italy. It's great with things like meatball, and it has berries and currant in the nose. Just a wonderful little wine, Dolcetto, which, as I say, translates sweet. The Dolcetto of Dogliani are really very good. Also, some of the other ones that are delicious, you know, just seek them out. It's worth seeking out. Another wine for the fall is something called Amacone. Amacone is a poor man's Amarone. Amarone is from the Veronese area of Italy, and it's a Valpolicella that's gone to college for a while. It's really good. It's put in the rafters and dried a bit. There's a sweet little finish on it. It's a red wine, but it's a wonderful wine to have at this time of year. Amacone, just delicious. And, you know, while we're talking about wines to have with foods in the fall, Rieslings is our grape type that everybody poo-poos. But I'll tell you, there's a right and a wrong place for Riesling. If you have it with the right food, it's a marriage made in heaven. I love smoked trout with a horseradish sauce. And when I have smoked trout with horseradish sauce, I only have Riesling, and I only have Dr. Tanish's Riesling, because he makes one of the best straight Rieslings that's available from Germany. Tanish, T-H-A-N-I-S-H, Riesling. It's really good. And if you're having smoked trout, you couldn't do any better. Not too bad either with smoked pork chops, if you're going to have those. But I think you get the idea. So many of these things, Cote de Rhones, are really remarkable at this time of year. And whether you're having an inexpensive little Cote de Rhone or something that's elaborate and more expensive, you really will enjoy that. And don't forget those GSM wines we talked about. And now let's talk about a favorite of mine, the American Weed. Zinfandel. Zinfandel really isn't an American Weed, but they called it that for years because no one could trace the origin of Zinfandel. And then, lo and behold, DNA came along and they figured it out. They first thought it was Primitivo from Italy, and it might very well have been. But the origins is Croatia, a grape type I can't pronounce. But Zinfandel is really a wonderful wine. Goes perfectly with chili. If you're making venison chili, a good Zinfandel like Windstorm would be absolutely wonderful to have with it. And another thing, if you ever tried grilling pizza on the grill, yes, you can do that. And it really turns out kind of well because you get that smoky flavor, charcoal flavor from the grill, cooking the pizza on it, and you want to try again a marriage made in heaven. Try that smoked pizza on the grill with a good glass of Zinfandel like Windstorm, and you'll know all's right in heaven and God is near you. But anyhow, I think you get the idea. If you want to try a Sauvignon Blanc, why not go to Tobias Sauvignon Blanc from California? Tobias is Rick Foreman's son, Toby, and he makes this wine, and it is just absolutely terrific. It's great with crab, and you can just tell he's a good winemaker. And don't forget, you know, rosés aren't just a summer wine. There's one called Domaine Houchard, which is a Bordeaux, and that was my conversion to rosé, came from Bordeaux so long ago when we were with one of the Rothschilds at their estate, and they served it as an aperitif, and I just thought it was wonderful. And that has to be 25 or 30 years ago, long before the Bordeaux explosion, or the rosé explosion in the United States. And I bought some of it, and boy, it sold very, very quickly. And so, and now rosés have gotten their place, and they do have a place in the wine lexicon. And that Domaine Houchard, I just love it as an aperitif. If you want to try something remarkable, try it with a little potato chip that has a dollop of caviar on it. Boy, oh boy, what a combination. It is great. And let's not overlook Chablis either. Chateau Malini is a Chablis that's a favorite of mine that goes so well with oysters at this time of year. But anyhow, I think you get the idea. Fall brings change in weather, change in food stuff. Let's change the wines, too.
Absolutely. And you can find all these great ideas at Haskell's.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's can't cook the meal, but they can make the meal a real hit by picking a perfect wine that'll go just absolutely beautifully with whatever you're going to serve. Just tell them what you're going to serve, how you're going to prepare it, and what your budget is, and you're all set. And folks at Haskell's love doing it. We've been doing it for almost 85 years. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, one in Excelsior, in Faribault, right off of 35. There's a super cellar in Maple Grove, 22,000 acres, or 22,000 square feet of vineyards from around the world. Haskell's in Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver, and our sale is still on.
Excellent. Thank you, Jack. Let's talk next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.